Fox heard the pain in his grunts of effort. Finally, Giron stopped them. We cannot work this pile in the dark. We could all be crippled by a misstep here. We must make a light, or use other means, or... Tamar, do you think Poxenarian can last the night? Hearing that question, Pox wanted to cry out. She could not stay under that tree, motionless, another night. She clenched her jaw. She could not make them do anything. If they decided to leave her there, there she would stay. Giron, she has withstood more than I would expect of any human. But another night in this cold, with no way to ease her limbs, no. We must keep working somehow. We agreed we would not use the Elfane hire before her. She is one of us now. We owe that to our own.
I think so, too, said Ansuli. She has seen the Elfane tag. She has been in the hands of the Dask-Dusky cousins, and we were told that the Lord Ardheel blew that elf horn, of which it is said that the High Prince of the Lord's inner court will hear the call and bring aid. She has seen as much Elfane hire as many elves already.
Pox tried to make sense of this. The Elfane tag, she knew. But what was the Elfane hire? The blowing of the elf horn? She could never forget that, and the beauty of the winged steed that bore an unearthly warrior. Before she could think further, she saw a soft, white light, as if all the stars' lights were mingled together in one place. She could not see where it came from. It seemed to spread, like sunlight in mist, without shadows. "Have you the strength for the lifting?" asked Ansuli.
"More than you," said Giron. "Maintain the light, if you would, Tamar."
"I am ready." Again Pox heard the rasp and scrape of stone on stone, then distant thuds as stones were dropped. She could not see, past Fair's shoulder, the size of the pile remaining. Cold edged into her, from the ground and the stones she touched. She tried to stay calm and save her strength. At last she slept, exhausted. Sharp pain woke her. Her right arm, her back, her legs, all were afire. Someone was pulling at her, dragging her, and she had no skin left. She opened her mouth to scream and saw Tamar's face before her. Poxenarian, be still. You are free. You feel the blood returning, that's all. By some miracle of the gods, you have not even a single broken bone. Pox could not have told that from the feel. Everything ached, stabbed, throbbed. She tried to take a deep breath and found herself coughing convulsively. Tamar held her, offered a flask of water. Pox managed to swallow some between coughs, and the spasms eased. Gradually the pain settled down to recognizable bruises and scrapes. Cramped muscles relaxed, fiber by fiber. She looked around. Giron had kindled a small fire. She could feel the warmth along one side. She did not know where they were. She could see a lump of blankets beyond the fire. Ansuli, resting at last.
Fair's body is laid straight in the forest, said Tamar, as if answering a question. Tomorrow we will lay the boughs upon him. For tonight, Giron has set a warding spell to guard. Clevis, who was killed when the forward end of the monster came upon us, has been laid straight as well. You and Ansuli will mend, though you will be weak some days, I expect.
She moved her arms out from under Pox's head. I'll get you something hot from the fire. You're still chilled. The hot drink began to ease the rest of Pox's pains. She tried to move her feet, and felt them drag slowly against the ground. Her right arm still seemed numb and unresponsive. Tamar began to move it for her,